We are on Daf, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Let us again start from the beginning of the Sugya. Itmar, and seven lines from the bottom. Itmar, Nida, Shenensa, Vetavla, a Nida that was toivo ba'ines, that kavona litoya, omar rab Yehuda marav, tahira lebeisa, basura lechel betrume. Labaila, she's muta, there's no need to be mechaven litoya, without kavona, the tvila alone accomplishes what it has to accomplish in its metayra. Basura lechel betrume, but she's also to eat trume. We had mentioned by the last year, we mentioned the ha'ore from Abu Chanan. Abu Chanan asked Akasha, if she is toher, why is she also to eat trume? I mean, this is l'chayre stiradik. If she's muta l'baylos, he says that it means that tumas nida fell off. There's no tumas nida on her. That's how he assumes. That the iser nida is totally in the tumas shaboy, as we mentioned by the last shiur. So if she's toyer, so why is she also l'tume? So he answers, Ba'emes he toira legamri. She's toira. Oho, the also betrume, din me yuchid betrume, the boy kavon. At kam lushayne. Betrume, she's toira, but din me yuchid betrume, the boy kavon. So it's very difficult to understand what he's saying. I'd like to say something. If this is what he means, I don't know. But perhaps it is nitin lehiyomer. There's a meiridike eglei tal in the Agdoma to the Sefer. He brings down a shtik teire from his father. The Mishnah in the beginning of Masechtas Brachos says, Me'emes ha'keir neshma ba'arvin, shosh ha'kahanim nechnosim lechel betrumosom. So that really means, from Tzeisak Echovim, that is man from Trishma Shalarvin. And why does it say, Bisho Shekanim Nechel, Boim Lechel Mitrumosom? Because Tzeisak Echovim, they're allowed to eat Trume. They need Erev Shemesh, so after Erev Shemesh, they're allowed to eat Trume. So, Milsa Gavuch Kamash Malon, but his father wanted to say, a Moirdika Oimek in the Mishnah. And he said, why is a tvul yoim, let's speak about trume for 1 minute. Why is a tvul yoim also to eat trume? He toiveled himself. He touched a sheret, he toiveled himself, he's toiled. So, what's the inyan to wait tonight? What happens? I mean, what's the inyan of a tvul yoim? So he says, Amir de Kazakh, the afal gav she tovel nishar adayim roishim tume ma'acher shahoya tomei oisayoy. That means the tvile is metayer the tume, but so I'm not tomei. It's not tomei anymore. But since that day they were tomei that day, so there's a roishim of tume that remains on the person. He's not tomei, but there's a roishim of tume. So that roishim tumah remains. When it becomes night, it becomes a new day. After night, it's a day, it's a new day. So there's a new day. This roishim tumah lasts only the day that he was tumah. So even though the tumah became nital from that tumah, but there's a roishim tumah that remains. So there's a concept. There's tume, and there's a, if one was once tume, there's a roishim of tume that remains. So he says, why is it that there's a mitzvah of krishme, shachris, and Arvis. And by Minche, there's no mitzvah to learn Krishma. Why Davke Shachas? So he says, when a person is makabal on himself, Oil Malcha Shamayim, so this Kabbalah helps for the whole day. When it becomes night, it's a new day already. You need a new Kabbalah. So that is why the Mishnah wants to compare Krishma Shel Arvis to Atvul Yoim, that is permitted to eat Truma after Tzeisak Erchavim, because it is the same concept, that there is something that happened in a day and that Roshim remains the whole day. A new day is a new day. There's a new day, so whatever occurred the day before is non-existent. So just like by a Tvul Yoim, the reason after the Tvila is not allowed to eat Trume is because, not because he's Tomei, because since that day he was Tomei, a Roshim of Tumah remains, whatever that means. So Memela, but then as soon as it becomes Tzeisak Erchavim, it's a new day. This day I never was Tomei. So Memela, this day you're completely Toyer. So by Kabbalah, Seil Malchus Shemayim, it's also the same thing. I'm a Kabbalah, Seil Malchus Shemayim in the morning. I still have to be Mekabel at night because it's a new day from the morning. Why it doesn't help for the morning? Let's not get into that. Okay. Al-Koponim, this is what, but the Mishnah is saying why you have to say at night. The Mishnah is not talking why you have to say in the morning. The Mishnah is saying why you have to say at night. You have to say at night because the Kabbalah in the morning will not help. Fine. So, I wanted to say two ha'oris. The brings down a moyedika uptaich of a tvul yoim. A tvul yoim be'etzim is not tomei. There's a roshim of tumah there. There's a roshim of tumah. So it's moyedik interessant. Let's talk about Anida Labailo. Anida Labailo, after she titles herself, there's no din of tvul yoim. She's muta labailo right away. So we see this concept of Roshim Tumah, which is applicable by Tumah. Minatayra, she's not allowed to eat Tumah. She's Mutal Labailo. So we see, we can understand now this two inyonim. Could be that Shad Rabbi Chana. No, Rabbi Chana is not speaking about a Tvuyay. Rabbi Chana is speaking about Kavone. But could be the Din Kavone is similar to this Din of Roshim, that means without Kavone, the Roshim Tumah will remain. That will asal a Tumah. You need a Kavone to take off the Roshim of Tumah. You need to say such a Rav also. But Al Koponim, we see from the Eglay Tal that there's Tumah and there's a Roshim of Tumah. And the Tumah could go off and there's still also a Tumah. So it could be Kavone is also the same thing. That Kavone, without Kavone, there's a Roshim of Tumah that remains, similar to a Tvul Yoim. Could be there's a little different Gedorim. There's a Roshim of Tumah that remains. It could be, that's what Rabbi Chonon says. It's, the Lashon is very sosum. Vahada osa, be'emes hi tahira le gamri. Vahada osa betrume, dimi yuchi betrume de boy Kavone. It's like this, it's very unclear. Perhaps, there could be, this is what he means to say. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Afla Beiso Loitoro. Rabbi Yochanan holds that you need Kavone for Bailo also. Without Kavone, she's Tamila Bailo. Omelei Rove la Rav Nachman, la Rav da Omar Tahira le Beiso, Vasur Elechel Betrume, Avein Kores Hutro, Iso Misa Miboy. How can we understand? Because we have a Midah Bakal Vachayma. If Tvile without Kavone, if Tvile without Kavone can be matter an iser kores, so zikhe can be matter isa misa bidei shemai. I mean, this is a kavochima. If tvilu ha kavon helps to take off kores, aber in kores utro isa misa mi boy. Omar lei, so he answered him as follows. Bailo chulenu. Bailo is chulen. Chulin loy boy kavone. Chulin doesn't need kavone. So what did he answer him? He answered him, there are two sugi. That means you need kavone by kodesh. And perhaps we'll see later on the kair that you need kavone by kodesh. You need kavone by kodesh. But by chulin you don't need kavone. So that what the kavone is an intrinsic chelik of the tvile, and it's not matter without it. That's by kodesh. By kodesh is such a din. By chulin doesn't need kavone. So memela baila is chulin and tum is kodesh. That's what he answered him. So I was thinking, so we're talking about that tvile lechulin doesn't need ka, there's a tvile lechulin. What's the tvile lechulin? We're talking about a daraisa dikedin tvile lechulin. What's that? He's tvile lechulin. Chulin doesn't need tvile. I mean, what tvile lechulin? So I saw in Chayshin Yeshuas, he brings back some atoysis and chagige, negiyas trume has a din chulin. Achilas trume has a din, kodesh. Negiyas trume has a din chulin. That's what he brings. Let's not try to understand the Eimek Advar, but that's called chulin. That means to eat kodesh, that's, you need kavana for that. To touch kodesh, that has a din of chulin. That's what he says. So, memele, so this deraisa dikidinim take, that we do have a deraisa dikidin, lechulin you don't need kavana minatoire, and could very well be, by kodesh you need kavana minatoire. So the Gemara says, how do you know that there's a chilik that chulin doesn't eat kavone? The snan, we learned a Mishneh, gal shenitlash uboy arboim so. It was a gal away, shenitlash, is the pashtas advorim, Rashi says shenitlash min hayom. So it would seem that the wave was nitlash min hayom, and it went on the Yaboshe, but it was Nitlash Minayom. It's not Mechuber anymore to the Yam. That's what it seemed like, the Nitlash Minayom. Uboy Arboim so, v'nofel al ha'odom v'al ha'keilim, tahirem. My love, odom dum yidekeilim. Ma keilim deloy mechavni, af odom nami loy boy kavone. So here it means he was sitting on the Yom, his back was faced to the Yam, he didn't know what's happening. All of a sudden, he gets a big splash, falls on top of him, a gal falls on top of him, Odom dum yidekeilim, he wasn't mechavel l'taira, wasn't mechavel anything. And this accomplished that he's toil. So you see, chulin doesn't need kavod. You see, chulin doesn't need kavod. Now, on this Mishnah, there's a Tosfos Yontev, I'm going to see later this concept. The halacha is, there's a difference between a mayon and a mikveh. A mikveh is metair bashboir. That means a mikveh is metair if it's in one place. It's kabur v'kaimeh. It's not moving. A moving body of water is zeichlin. It's not metair. And a mayon is metair b'zeichlin. Fine, we'll see later. Ashin Taisus. Bekitza, So the Taisus Yontef on this Mishnah asks a kasha, l'chayre was nitlash min hayom. So l'chayre, why is it matayr bezeichlin? It's l'chayre, even though I could be a yam as I did mayom according to other tanoim, but it's nitlash min hayom. So he says, the Kozman Bloinaicha Maya Bashbayan, Kozman, this water did not come to rest. Ella Adayin Chayim Vizoichlin Mikoyach Nevias Amaya. It's still alive, this water. It's shooting. It's a wave that's Mikoyach Nevias Amayan. Afal Pisha Hufseku Mi Amayim. It's not attached anymore to my Mikomba came shame mayon aleim, it has a din mayon, given the kati chayim, vizoichlemen, loipoki chiyusa minai, with still live water, So there's a dinmayon, and it's metai bezoichlon, even though it's not attached to the yam anymore. Fine. Okay. Then the Tosfos Shantov brings down a second kashe. So now we have a problem. The din is that a mayon is metai bekolshu. You don't need memso for a mayon to be metai. That means by a mikveh you need memso, and a mayon is metai bekolshu. That means if you have, let's say, a small child that's tomei and he's oile, gufei is oile in a mayon, less than memso, he's toya. You just need gufei oile, boy. You don't need memso. Not like it's a rishayim. But kaponim, there's rishayim that hold that you don't need memso by a mayon. A mayon is metai bekolshu. So he asks, so the Tosfos Shantov asks a kasha, so here it says, galsh and nitlash, uboy arboim so, the nofal al hodom. Says he, you need memso. He just had a shtik toir, it's a mayon. And that's why it's metayr bezoichlen. So why do you need memso? So Rabbi Kevege and Mishnayis brings down a taz, that the taz says, the uche de milse de beshir ze miskase kol gufoy. That means not that you need memso from the Torah, but you need it to be completely covered in the water. So talking about a person, so he says memso, not that you need, the uche de milse, you have memso. Fine. Yeah. Fine. So this is the, but let's learn the older Rashi's. Well, neither should answer, but Tom, the coming, the forest, he can answer. The base of the Zakik Labailo. Tommy Shoko, Truma, the Misa, the Shemaim, Bailin, and the Schofen. The chorus chama mimise, the yom of nechosim, bizarre nichos, medachsiv, arir, mild. As we mentioned, this is Rashi Shite, that the difference between chorus and mimise b'dei shemaim is that chorus is that the children, he dies without children. And another rishayim places, nivom mrs. chaylik, arir is another einish. And chorus means from 50 to 60, and mimise b'dei shemaim is from 60. So you don't need kabone by chulun. Now let's turn the omid, v'keilem dum yedodo. So the Gemara says, mimai, I'm not mad off yet, dum of yeshiv and mitzapah schema. Maybe the Mishnah speaking about his yeshiv and mitzapah. Why did he go to the Triyam? That's how he was. He went to the Yom. He didn't want to go into the Yom. It's too dangerous. But he's Yoshev and Mitzapet that a wave should come and should he's waiting for that. And then the mama is Baruch Hashem. No sooner said than done. A gal comes. Yoshev and Mitzapet askin aim of Sayyid Toleish Agal. He's being misfollowed. When is it going to be? The Kalem Dum Yedodam, Fakel, and if it's speaking about a Yeshiva Mitzape, so Kalem Dum Yedodam, Ma'odam, the Bina Kavon, of Kalem Nami, the Makav, Kamachav, and the Wodam. That Fakel twice is the Kavon of the Bala Kalem, is also sufficient. Let's see what Rashi says. Oh, you see, the Kalem Dum Yedodam, Ma'odam, the Bala Kavonu, of Kalem, the Kamachav, and the Wodam. He's Machavan that that it should become nitar al yedei the gal. Bechiteime b'yoyshev mitzape mailu meimle. So what's the chiddush of the old Mishnah? A person says, mechaven l'tayra, and the gal comes and it's metayra. So what's this? What is the Mishnah telling us? Like this, it's telling us that chulun doesn't need kavon. If I get that's a chiddush. But like this, what is it telling us? So Gemara says, Maila Maimra, Mao the Taima Ligzer Mishum Chaldalish Shel Gshomim. I would think maybe we should be Goyzer als a Chaldalish Shel Gshomim. A Chaldalish Shel Gshomim is a stream of rainwater running down the mountain. Also a stream. Now, so we'll see, let's see what Taisu says the Maila, and then we'll come to Rashi. So, rainwater is not Matama Bezoich, is not Matayr Bezoichlein. A mayan is metaya bezeichlin. So memela, I would say we'd be geyser that if this person that's a basir tamayfes, he was yeshiv a mitzapah that a gal should come. So memela, and then a gal came, fine, and he became toyer. So you have another person, or the next time he won't be near the yam, he'll be near the ho, And there's also a pesazoy be yoshev mitzape that achaldol shalmai must dream of or should fall on top of him, and then Baruch Hashem the same thing. So the and there is taketomek because there it's zeichlin my make shomim is not mitar beschila. So I would think with geyser agal oto make shomim. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. You don't make any gzeres. A gal is toyer, and a chadosh akshomim is tome. O inami ligzer roishin otu kipin kamash malon deloy gazrina. Now let us see what Rashi says. Hachisin chadosh akshomim zerem kshomim amikaleach minahor bekoyach ve'ein toivlem boy nyena toivl Anitzik vakatafres ain't a chibo. Anitzik and katafres is not a chibo. Now, nitzik means you have a stream of water that's running in the air. Katafres means you have a stream of water that is running on the surface, That's katafres ain't a chibo. Ulaihavi mikve da'arboim so. Sherei ein memso b'mokim echot, af api sheyesh harbei lemato lemalo, oktoni ein echibo. Now, l'cheire Rashi is saying a mouthful, and zamer dike goin, yiredeye, the goin yiredeye is simen reish alef, sifkotn vov, ramas chalikit, sifkotn tzadik alef, and he brings a Rivosh. The Rivosh had an Iluyas. And the Goyin says like the Rivosh. The Rivosh says, there are two aloches by a Mayan, and there are two opposite aloches by a Mikve. He mentioned before, a Mayan is Matayr b'zeichlen. He also mentioned before, a Mayan is Matayr b'kolshu. You don't need Abo himself. And a Mikve is the exact opposite. A mikveh is metayer b'shboirin, it's kabu and kaime, and a mikveh needs memso. Zukter goyim, it's one aloch, not two aloches. He says, you know why a mayan is metayer b'kol shehu? Because every zoichlin is katafres. That means, every zoichlin is, if it's going, say it's going on a slant, say it's going on a kalkishover, when it's moving, it's katafres. And katafres ein echibo. What does katafres ein echibo mean? That each droplet, since it's moving, is not considered attached one to the other. So every mayon that is moving, you don't have memso. You have the Atlantic Ocean. No. You don't have memso. Because since it's moving, so each droplet is not mechuba to the other droplet. So memele, you don't have a shir of memso. So it's one aloche. Since a mayin is metayer bezoichlin, you don't need chibo. So that's why the din is mayin's metayer bekoshu, because you never have more than a koshu. A mikveh that is not metayer bezoichlin, why isn't a mikveh metayer? Because a katafres ain't a chibo. Katafres is not when it's running on a surface, and the goy learns even not only on a slanty surface, a fellow on a level surface. If it's running on the surface, it's not called mechuba. You need memso. So lochayre, this is what Rashi says. Rashi says, now let's look at what Rashi says. Chadu shol kshomim, zerim kshomim akalech minahor b'koich, vein toivlem boy. Why can you be toivl? Danitzik va katafres ein echibo. Rashi says, what the reason is, because katafres ein echibo. V'lei have a mikve da boim so. Since katafres ein echibo, so me meile, sherei ein memso b'mokim echot. There's no memso in one place. V'af al pish yesh harbi lamato lamayle. If you look at this whole stream, there's more than memso. There's no chibo between the bottom and the top, and in the middle, the katafres ain't a chibo. So that's how Rashi learns pshat. Just let's see for 1 second. Gzeire Toisvis, Gzeire Mishim Chaldele Shalchomi, Perish Bekuntas. Rashi said a mouthful over here. Chaldele Shalchomi is not good because you don't have Memsa. Perish Bekuntas mean Toivlem Bechaldeles. This Mishim Disnan, Anitzek Vakatafra Seinechibo, Ve'en Kam Memsa Bemoke Mechot. There's no Memsa. Aho Pishi Eshabi Lamala Lamata. Bechinam Perish came. Dafulu yesh kame soin boi soi medren osa litvol boi. De mikve einoi metair bezoichlen. Is a psu zoichlen. It's not zoichlen is possible because katafres einechiba. Is a psu zoichlen. Is a psu zoichlen. Kvesanye beteres koinem, ach mein obeir. Im mein betar bezeichen auf mikat am leim ma ach meine be mein betar bezeichen und mit wenn wir asbeiren be kunt re sei wie perik bei me isha rash yelon brings down this teres kayne rash wie zan das teres kayne the problem is rash the mayre big zan rash in gige tak is as both time it's mit am betar bezeichen and das but that's my Someone told me, it says in Emes L'Yakev, that Rabbi Yankev says there's an afgemine between Rashi's time and Toshu's time. It's not between L'Aloche. He says, what if you have a mikveh that is, let's say there's a crack in the mikveh, and it's Eichel. The water, let's say that when the water that reaches this level runs out of the mikveh because it's there's a crack there in the mikveh. But this crack is l'mayla mimemso. So if you learn that Tom is, so l'maysa, this mikveh is moving water. So if you learn that Tom is, because a mikveh is not metaya bezoichel, so it's not metaya bezoichel. So if you learn that Tom is, you only have memso, since you have memso on the bottom, so good, on the top it's zoichel. But I go down to the bottom, so l'mayla, will be good. But upon him, this is what Rashi is explaining the difference between Chaldeles and Agal. Then the Rahai going Goris Chaldeles Sheboin Midolya Shel Ha. The Batanula says Dolya is a Loshin Goiva Shel Ha. Yeah, zogt, fine. A second chiddush. I would think, nigza roshin oto kippin. I would think we'd be goiza roshin oto kippin. Kamash von the gezrin. Let's go a little further in the Gemara. And meno taimra deloy matvilinen bekippin. Jisnan matvilen beroshin. Ve'ein matvilen bekippin, she'ein matvilen ba'avel. Zot Rashi. Nigzer roshin oto kippin. Desnan matvilen keilen b'roish agal anitlash min hayom v'holach lemelchek ubo la'oretz nichnas odom tachas roishoy u'mekabloi Now, dachsach mir, that pshat in this Rashi is as follows. You have here a wave that separated itself from the yam, and v'hol gal hanitlash min hayam, v'holach lemelchik, ubo la'oretz. And bo la'oretz, so I think this wave has a goiva, that means, and when it comes to the Oretz, there's the bottom of the wave, till the top of the wave, till the whole wave comes down on the earth. It settles on the earth. But Dachsamer, first you have the bottom of the, Dachsamer, the Gal has two Roshim. There's the Rosh HaElyon and the Rosh HaTachtein. So as soon as the Rosh HaTachtein touches ground, so it's called that the Gal is Mechuba LeKalke. If a person will enter this gal now, and then the rest of the gal falls on top of him, then it's metayer. Let's see, I think that's what Rashi says, this bracha seems like that also. This nan matvilin kelim b'roi shagal. What's the type b'roi shagal? Hanitlash min hayom. V'holach lemelchik. So it separated itself from the yam. And it went far away from the yam. Ubo la'oretz. Nichnas odom tachas roishoy. So I think tachas roish means the second roish, the roish which is still in the ave. Umikavloi. Dave tvilas ube mechuba lekalke. This tvilas mechuba lekalke because the roish attacked and touched ground already. Ve'ein matbilin bekipin. Shelo yizra kelen bekipe agal dainu bemtziisa yishuwasi kekipa. The time of the first meishi tvilas ave ve'ein matbilin bada. I think, I don't know if that's the mashmois from Rashi, but I think Loshna Rama Mezicha like this, that if the whole gal is still in the Aver, it didn't touch ground yet, so that's called a Tvila Ba'aver, and you don't make Tvila Ba'aver. So Memela, a wave is a very delicate type of a Tvila. If it didn't touch ground yet, it's a possible Tvila. The minute it touches ground, it's good. So I would think Nigza Roshan ought to keep him to mashmois. Right. So Bekitza, the Gemara wanted to say, why is it that Tvile without Kavone, why does Rav hold that Tvile without Kavone helps Isha Labayla? And by Trume doesn't help? He wanted to say, because Chulun ein Yitzorich Kavone, he wanted to bring a raya from a Mishnah, Gal Shenitlash, and the Gemara shut them up. No, Gal Shenitlash could very well be speaking about that, that he was Macham. Right. So, yeah. Elo, so again, so how do we know, Taka, that Chulun doesn't need Kabone? Alochulin the loyboy kavone miyeminolon. How do you know? This not a different Mishnah. Peiris shenoflu l'soich amasamayim. Peiris fell into a canal. Uposhat mi sheyodov tmeyes v'notlon. He wanted to take out the peiris, so he took out the peiris. He stuck his hands in the canal and he took out the peiris. Yodov toiris. If he wants to wash for pass, doesn't have to wash anymore. Yod of Torah, by sticking his hands in the Amas HaMayim, somebody has Memso, so Memela, so his hands became Torah already, even though the intent of sticking in the hands was not Letayer Yodo, the intent was to take out the Torah. So you see, Chulun Lo Yitzorich Kavone, in the first Mishnah of Gal Shenitlash, you want to be chaylik with me, you want to say that, good, there you can be chaylik with me, but here I have enough in the Mishnah, Chulun Leitzorach Kavone. Yeah. Yod of Teiris, Upeirais Einon Bechiyuta. The Peiris are not Mukhshir Lekabotum. The Peiris fell into the water, he didn't want them to fall into the water, he didn't want them to get wet, they're wet, Gizun Tehei, they're wet, but Lamaise, he is, Operis Bechiyuta. Operis Eina Bechiyuta. Bishvil Sheyutchu. Now, what if he put his hands in the water to wash his hands? And the Chazanish says, I was seeing from Rashi also like this, that he wanted it, not somebody to wash the hands and for cleanliness. He wanted to talk to be Matayah the hands. Is Yod of Teiris, and this is the Chakosh game, I feel without Kavon, it's Yod of Teiris, Upeiris Bechiyutan, and the Peiris are Bechiyutan. And here the Peiris become Mukhshir. Now here this is a very difficult, didn't understand what happened over here. He stuck it, we have a Sefer, the Sefer of the Mishnah says that he put his hands to wash his hands, and here the Peiris become Mukhshir. Fine. So let us see. So before we'll see Rashi, there's a very shver Rashi. I'd just like to say over the Chazon Ish, the Machshirin wants to say Pshat just a little to understand the Pshat in this Mishnah. The Chazon Ish wants to say Pshat like this, that by Hechshe Mayim, there's two halachas. One halach is if I machshiv the water, even though I don't want that the Perish should get wet, but if you are machshiv the water, so Memele, that water is machshiv, even though you didn't want the Perish to get wet. And there's another halach, I don't want the water, but I want the Perish to get wet. I'm nichel with the Perish. So that's all. I want the Perish to get wet. So that's also a way to be machshiv. So the Chazon Ish says, Pshat, in this case, in the first case, I wanted to take I didn't want the pails to get wet. I didn't want my hands to get wet for all practical purposes. I just want to get the pails out of the water. So Lamai says, look, here's my, the hands are tired because, chulun doesn't need kavona, fine. But the pails didn't become muksha because, I mean, there's no nichusa that the pails should become wet. In the second case, I wanted to wash my hands. I wanted to wash my hands. So I was machshiv this water. I wanted to wash my hands with this water. So now when I take out the peiris, so the water that is still on my hands is machshiv the peiris. For all practical purposes, I don't want the peiris to be wet. But since I was machshiv this water, even though I wanted it to be when it's machuba, but that he says, al kaponim. But when I took it out, al kaponim, this water is machshiv the peiris. The water on my hands is machshiv the peiris. That's how the Chazon Ish wants to say Pshat in this Mishnah. Now we're going to see a very difficult Rashi. Let's see what Rashi says. Kamashmon, the loy gazrinen, loshin kushu, the loy bine kabono lochula minola, the pesit study, the loshin of Rashi is very unclear because Kamashmon, the loy gazrinen is before and then, I don't know, the Pshat in this Rashi. Okay, so the Gemara says, Yod of Toiris, Tobinin Kabona Lechulam. Einu Bechiyuta, Layachshiva Lohu, Lehach Nefila. He didn't want a Nefila, it fell in, so he wanted to take it out. But he had no intent that the Peter should get wet. Vimbishvil Sheyutcha Yodov. Now look what Rashi says. He wanted Sheyutcha Yodov, Niskaving little as a peiris min hamayim. He took out the peiris in order that he should wash his hands. It's very unclear. Yod of Tahiris, Kolske, Shaniskaven. U peiris arein bechiyutan, the peiris are bechiyutan, mikablon tumen mikam veile, the achshive lahach nefilas peiris, he was machshiv the nefilas peiris, little yodov, he was machshiv nefilas peiris, kidei should wash his hands, bagvoson, avle mashke shesayfe lerotzen, osnan kol mashke shesayfe lerotzen, afo pishen tchilose lerotzen machshiv. So Rashi is very, very, very difficult. Rashi says that this anup shat, that he wanted the peiris to get wet, because of the peiris he washed his hands. So he wanted the peiris to get wet. So Memele, he wanted the peiris to get wet, and even though it's not chilos elorotzen, it's seifel elorotzen. Rashi is sisrei teire. So on this Rashi, the Turiyev, and the Chazon Ish, the Mishnachoin, and the others, they don't, the Loshem the Rash also, they don't understand what Rashi is saying. Baruch Hashem, I saw the article Tzechen Tzu, Ayin Menachem Eishiv Nefesh in Chagiga. So I looked in Menachem Eishiv Nefesh. Gewaldig. The Menachem Eishiv Nefesh in Chagiga brings down, he says a pshat, and the son-in-law says a pshat. And the son-in-law, they say over the son-in-law's pshat. The son-in-law says, he makes a whole scenario. This person wanted to wash his hands. He didn't have any water. His shochin had water. He had amas hamayim the shochin. He can knock on the shochin's door and say, "Could I stick my hands into your water?" He'll tell him, "Go someplace else. There's water in the city." He won't give him permission. The Ben Shom Geholfen that his peiris fell into the water, the peiris of this one. Now he knocks on the door, can I take out my peiris? I tell him, no problem, sure. So come and take out the peiris. So now he was able to wash his hands because of the peiros. What would have been if the peiros wouldn't have fallen in? He would be able to wash his hands. So Memela, that's called, now he's happy that the peiros fell into the water. So even though when they fell in at the beginning, he was grumbling, why did they fall in? He didn't want. And his wife told him, come out of it, Achman Lutavov, it's going to be good. And he was grumbling. Then all of a sudden, his wife served him bread and he wanted to wash his hands and there's no water. So that, Mamish Meiridik. So when they went to the neighbor, knocked on the door, he wants to take out his peiros, no problem. He goes and takes out the peiros, his hands, and some amelis, so he's indebted that the peiros, now he's happy that the peiros fell in. Now let us see the Lashon of Rashi. The Lashon of Rashi, it's not bad. Now let us see the Lashon of Rashi. Ve'im bishvil sheyutcha yodav. Niskaven little as a peiros min hamayim. He wanted to take the peiros out of the water that he should be able to wash his hands. That's what he wanted to do. He should be able to wash his hands. Yodav teiros, koshkein, sheniskaven. He wanted to wash his hands. So niskaven, but that's what he took out the little, so he should be able to wash his hands. Peiros reim bechiyutan, mekabel untumim mikam beilech. Ba'achshevei, Lahach nefilas peiros. Now he's happy that the peiros fell into the water. Little yodov, so now he can wash his hands back b'osam by taking them out. Bahavalei mashke shesoyfoy l'rotzen. That means even though when they fell in, he wasn't happy that they fell in. He was grumbling. But now when he wants to wash his hands, so now he's happy that they fell in. Now he has an excuse to go to the neighbor. Usnan ko mashke shesoyfoy l'rotzen. So that's a kaponim and a gay alonu, we have here a raya that chulin you don't need kabone, that's the raya. Fine. Eisve rovel Rav Nachman. So rovel is the kashet Rav Nachman. We learned a Mishneh, tovel lechulin, it was tovel lechulin, Vuhuzak lechulin, he was mechaven for chulin. Vuhuzak means he was mechaven. Osa lemaisa. So he's osa to eat maisa sheini, but he's muta bechulin, and it would seem because vuhuzak lechulin, he was mechaven for chulin. So you see, klo, that you need vuhuzak lechulin, then he was mechaven lechulin, so that's why it helps. So you see, you need kavona by chulam. Hurzak in, like hurzak loy. That's Rabbi Esrav Nachman. So my Esrav Nachman is the hachi koma. No. The pshat is avo pisho hurzak lechulam. Also lemaisa. Pshat is not these tongues. You don't need hurzak. Even though he's mechaven l'tayro, he wanted him to mitayr himself l'chulin. But there was a kavona l'tayro. For chulin, you don't need any kavona. But this person said, El Hashem Yichud, he was mechaven to be mitayr himself l'chulin. Afal pika, and the kavona won't help l'maisa, maisa sheini. In order to be toy l'maisa, it was mechaven for maisa sheini. That's the chiddush. Eisvei, so more is the kasha. Tova v'loi hurzak. What if it was tova and it wasn't mechaven? Keilu loi tova. So it's like it wasn't tova at all. My love, keilu loi tova klal. Oh, so it seems you do need kavona by chula. Loi keilu loi tova la maisa. No, it means for maisa it's keilu loi tova. Aber tova lechun, for tchunen el habavu without kabon. Who sava di chuyi kematchle? Yeah, that's a dichoy, please. Tova lehus a kilo le tova, min kilo le tova le maisa, that's a psadichoy. Nofak dok va ashkech desanye tova ve lehusak muta lechulen ve osa le maisa. You see, close like that. That tova ve lehusak, it wasn't mechaven le tairo, is muta lechun ve osa le maisa. So fact you see clearly that chulin does not need kavona l'tayla. So Rashi, וחולן לחל חון, הוסק נזכרם בשעת תפילו לקח, הוכי כמה, לא ילום חון לבוי כבונה. והי דתונה בו הוסק נזלשמין, דאבה גם דיחב לתפילה סתרו, והבי כבונה סחולן כבונה למייסה. ביי. אמר לי אבאי לרב יוסף, לימה תהבי תיופת דרב יוחנן מהו. Now, here we have an אופנה ברייסה, טובו ולי הוסק מוטה לחולן. You see, clearly that חולן, the מייסה תבילה is sufficient, you don't need כבונה ליטו. אופנה ברייסה. רב יוחנן צאר, אני דושן אינסו, זה אסור לבי לו. So, רב יוחנן הולד, that for chulin you also need kabona litoyach, and without kabona it doesn't go. The maisa tefillah alone is not matar, you need kabona litoyach. So leimet evit yufti d'Rabbi Yochanan, but here it says clear that chulin doesn't need kabona. Amalai Rabbi Yochanan, d'amak Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef. You're right, this time, you're 100% right, this time holds you do not need kabona. The Tana holds you do not need kavone. But who the Omer Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef? He holds like Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef. The Sanya Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef Omer the Kubas. Now this is talking about a beged hamanuge. So first it says you should that the koyin is metzava, you should be mechabesit before the hezker and you wash it. Then it says, if Lamaisa after, then you make Hezger. If after the Hezger it's toyer, it says, the Kubas Shainis should be washed again. The image you should table it. Matam Adloime Shainis, I can count, it said before, you wash it. Now it says, Nochmo the Kubas. Is Makish Tachboises Shnia le Tachboises Rishaine. So this is Shainis, that this is the second Kvise, so we're Makish it to the first Kibbutz. Ma tachboises rishoyne ledas. Just like ma tachboises rishoyne, it was done with a kavone, because it says the koyin tells them to wash it. After tachboises shniyeh ledas. So the second kibbutz letai, you also need das letai. Ima loholon binen das koyin, afkan binen das koyin. This is vetziva koyin. Tamalim vetoyer mikol mokin. So bekitzer. There's a Tana, Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef, that says, by Tara you need Kavone. This is Tara Lechulim. So you're bringing me a Raya that Chulim doesn't need Kavone. You're 100% right. Chulim doesn't need Kavone. At least I know him all. But Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef that Chulim does need Kavone. Zutrashi. So what does he do with this price? Says twice you wash the beggar. The first time you wash it, the chipsu asher boy anoga, v'izgiroi. You wash it, and then you make hezger. Diresim yifzef, or bepisyoin, or yamayid, or yake. V'kibishengni la'achar ha-hezger, sha'achar kibis rishen, ha-beged ha-shisi ha-erev, ha-kol kliyoir, ha-shev t'chubas b'rishoine, koidem hezger, v'somayem ha-nege b'imei hezger, v'kubas shenish l'shum t'vila v'toyer. So you wash it again for t'vila. Ma'atam adloyim ha-shenish, Pshita, the Sheini, so it's the second time. Makish Tachboises Shniya, Shilashen Tvilas Taro, the Tachboises Rishoyne, Shuhula Haskir. Ma Rishoyne Ledas Odom, the Siv Vetziva Akoyim Vechipsoy, Avshniya Ledas, Vloy Sheyipo Bamay Meyaylo. So, Mele, here we have a Makir, that Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef says that Tvila has to be Ledas. We've got a very nice word from the Rishash. The Rishash wants to say, the Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef learned that from Shainis. So Rashi says, because the shenis is miyuta. If you, you read the pasuk, it says it says first that the kohen tells him thus, and that they should wash it. Then it says later, bechubas, you should wash it again. So pasuk is shenis. So the shenis is coming back. The Rishash wants to say, could be a different. The ray from shenis is different. There's a tremendous difference between the first kibbutz and the second kibbutz. The first kibbutz is to wash it, not to tovel it. Before the hezker, you wash the beggar. The second kibbutz is you tovel the beggar. So, the two different kibbutzim. So how can you say shenis is the second? An apple and a pear is not an apple and a pear. It's not the second. This is a kibbutz l'shem nikoyim, and this is a taira, so shenis. But in this nekudet shenis, just like the first one needed kavanah, so the second one also needs kavanah. There was a pitziva yakayim, and that nekudet shenis, that just like the first one is a pidas kayim, so this is also a pidas atzma. And that nekudet the shenis, that I want to say pshat in. Yeah, let us just see perhaps places in the medallah. Basura lechel betrume. So here it says that nida shenensa is also to eat trume. So Taisa says that filu lamaisa rasure. She's also maisa sheni also to the mrinim besomach. Elo noka trume de neheges bismanaze. So what does that mean? So we let's see that goes marav Ranschenburg. The bimei amiroim hayoich lam truma tahira beretz Yisrael. Bizman chazal deyei truma tahira ki hoyolem eifer porech. They had eifer porech moishe kosa bravosh bekama perikhe seifzim in bavet. Avo maizer sheni lo hayoye noyik. Mishachor vabayis lo yavi mechitzes vedoyik. That means that the maizer sheni was a noyik. So that's why chatan surlach vutum was noyik bizman chazal. They had eifer porech bizman chazal. Oven kores itarto. So, Rove es Rav Nachman, I don't understand, you are matter kores, you shouldn't be matter oven misa. So Taisa says, itcha hable lemeima oven misa o sarto oven kores mi boi. The pshita de bine kabona betume, the chedesnam bachayme bekoidish, tobe lechun, also be meisa. Bach bechulam boi rove lemeima de tobe lechutikilu lei tobe. I mean, what is Rove asking? Rove is asking that you don't need kavana by truma. That's if you need kavana by truma. So the kasha should be, so by truma it's only mitzvah b'day shemayim you need kavana. About the gevis by labayla, which is called. Not ask a kasha. If kores doesn't need, truma doesn't need. Truma is if you need. So the kasha should be the other way. The shleimim mishim did not get me kore teira lebeis. He started for this halacha. She said, no, if you say teira lebeis, then you shouldn't need kavana by truma. Inami nensa odiv mitova lechulim. Shemaisa yedas oisa miskavenes, af lemaisa, kama toir lebeise, amachshiva lei kavonim, ken af letrume tehei moteres. We'll see later in the Gemara, the nensa was, she fell into the mikveh. She fell in. So could be the longest he understood, so why is he toir lebeise, even though betoil there was no kavona befeirish letaya, but if she would have thought of it, could be she'd want to be metaya. So a potential intent could be is also good. So the Gemara, that's how he understood himself. A potential intent is good. But by kores, it should zicha be good by trumah.